in the run-up to the Oscars. We're taking a look at contenders. And what a pleasure today to say hi to Terrence Blanchard, whose score for Spike Lee's The Five Bloods is nominated. This passage is titled, What's This Mission About? Well, what is the mission about? Four black Vietnam War veterans return to the place that still gives them nightmares to chase old ghosts and maybe a stashed cache of gold. Their names are Otis, Melvin, Paul, Eddie, and then there's Paul's son David. Wait a minute, those are the names of the Temptations. And Spike Lee also sends Marvin Gaye to Vietnam in the form of songs on the soundtrack that Marvin Gaye based on letters his soldier brother wrote him from Vietnam. And then jazz musician and Grammy-winning composer Terrence Blanchard's score accompanies those vets into the jungle, whether in flashback scenes or on their new mission, with snare drums and trumpets and the dignity of a masterpiece theater special on war. Terrence Blanchard has either played on or scored Spike Lee films for decades. He joins us now by Skype. Welcome.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How did that sit with you? I'm not sure how it would sit with you, but it felt so... It felt like you gave these men dignity, and it did make me think of a glorious masterpiece theater documentary.
Well, thank you for saying that, Robin. That's part of the whole idea behind what it is that I wrote for the film. When I watched the film, the thing that kept hitting me was the whole idea of these soldiers giving the ultimate sacrifice for our freedoms. And at the same time, some of those freedoms are not afforded to them, you know, as American citizens, but they still did their jobs and didn't come back to a hero's welcome. So for me, I wanted to say thank you and pay homage to their sacrifice as best I could.
Yeah. Well, let's listen to a little more of your score, because Spike Lee wanted you to write something for strings, which you do on his films. Yeah. Let's listen to the piece that you wrote for The Five Bloods. It's called Otis Talks Family. You know what I love about this, Terrence? There's this trope, this myth that black music is rap music and that what we're hearing now is white Western music.
Right.
Talk about that, because it's not.
No, it's not. I mean, and there's always been speculation about Beethoven. You know what I mean? So this goes back centuries. And the interesting thing about it was when I was growing up in New Orleans, my father loved operatic music and wanted to be an operatic singer. I heard classical music in the house growing up all the time. That was my orientation. Jazz was the thing that I heard in the streets and became really infatuated by. But even with that, one thing that I learned is that our community has always embraced a wide range of musical expressions. You know, when you look at Leontine Price and you look at Louis Armstrong, you know, you sit there and say to yourself, all of these people had something to say, and they come at it from different backgrounds, but their music was really powerful and honest and genuine. And to me, that was the thing that mattered most, not the separation or division or the divisiveness that can be utilized by putting these things in different categories.
Yeah. And by the way, if people want to, they can Google what you were referring to. Was Beethoven black? There are a lot of people who think he was. But in so doing, you'll also find composers who definitely were, that you may not have heard of. I want to talk more about your working with Spike Lee. When you saw the first cut of the film, he had already laid in the Marvin Gaye music, songs like Inner City Blues, Makes Me Want to Holler, Holy Holy, Flying High in the Friendly Sky, you know, What's Going On. Right. This is all music that's playing in clubs in Vietnam when these veterans go back. You heard it and you said, I got it. What did you get?
Well, I knew exactly what he was doing. I could see the table that he was setting with that music. That music is the music of not only my earlier generation, but my parents and some of my uncles who served in the military. So for me, it brought back a lot of memories of what's going on. That song itself was a very powerful one. A lot of people don't really pay attention to the words, but it's a very powerful statement.
I just want to jump in there and say a lot of white people don't pay attention to the words. You've said this, that they tend to hear the melody of our plight, but not the words. And these words were about Vietnam.
The words were about Vietnam. The words were about what was happening in the world, not only in our country, but in the world. And I found it interesting, you know, that it was a metaphor for what has happened in this country. While a lot of people who are not black may have empathized with what is going on, they may not have truly gotten it because it's not something they experience.
Picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
When you hear Marvin Gaye, it's not just the words, but it's the way he uses the words. It's the lingo. It puts you right in the moment. It's almost like it gave you a taste and a smell for what it was like being there. And I looked at it as a safety blanket for a lot of those soldiers who were over there giving their sacrificing their lives for us.
And the Marvin Gaye music, you know, it's part of the soundtrack, but now you're working on the score. And mm-hmm. as you are, and you're watching these men, I can't imagine that wasn't emotional. And you said that they helped you, these actors helped you write the score and made you cry.
Yeah. Oh, these guys, their performances just basically told me what the film needed. There wasn't a moment where I felt like I needed to push some emotional buttons or back off of certain things. My entire intention was to just be right there with them in their performances. There's a few scenes that just brought me to tears. The MLK assassination scene was one. The other one was the scene where Paul, played by Delroy Lindo, sees Norm, who's played by Chadwick Boseman, near the end of the film. And when he starts to break down, man, I just lost it.
Yeah.
I forgot I was watching a film. I kept saying to myself, writing the music for that, don't blow that vibe. Don't blow the rhythm of that. Mm-hmm. Don't come in too early. Don't come in too late. Just try to be right with Delroy. And he's showing you what the scene needs. Just follow his lead.
Of course, Chadwick Boseman, the actor who's since died so young, adding to that scene. We have a little of your music where Delroy Lindo, playing Paul, writes a letter to his son David.
Oh, yeah.
Let's listen.
One of the things about that scene, just to give you a little insight, and as actually two trumpet players playing, I wanted the line to be consistent, and I didn't want there to be any breaks. And it's harder to do that with one person mm-hmm. playing. So I told both guys, I said, listen, the way this is written is to sound like one trumpet with a continuous line moving. And that's exactly what they did. You know, to me, it's all about Paul's demons. You know, mm-hmm. the things that he had been struggling with, you know, coming back from the war. Up until that point, we just think he's an angry, uncomfortable guy. But for him to write that letter, to me, was a very haunting and powerful thing.
And, you know, the trumpets, the bugles, like, it was a civil war in Vietnam, but it was kind of one here on the home front, too. So it just, that resonates as well.
Of course it resonates, because here's the thing about Paul's character that I thought was interesting, you know, and just in Spike's portrayal of the Five Bloods in general, you know, the Martin Luther King assassination scene was one of my favorite scenes. And one of the things that I found interesting in that scene that a lot of people don't pick up on is that the irony of how people would view African-Americans in a very narrow light and think of them as being this one type of personality. Whereas when you see all of those soldiers responding to the news of the death of Martin Luther King, all of their responses are extremely different. Mm-hmm. And it speaks to the breadth of who we are as a people. I don't know if a lot of people caught that in the film.
Well, they will now. Yeah. Composer Terrence Blanchard, nominated for an Oscar for his score for the Spike Lee film, To Five Bloods. And Terrence, thanks so much for talking to us about it.
Oh, thanks for having me, man. It's been a pleasure talking to you guys. Talking to you, Robin, especially.
Thank you.